on this Sunday in which we celebrate the ascension of our Lord, which we also remember Memorial Day. God's grace and peace to you. Please go ahead and be seated. We take heart today, for God is with us through the challenging times of our lives, through the challenging times of our nation in the past, and all those women and men who served before us. Whether it was the Allies in the invasion of Anzio, or island-by-island battles of the in the Pacific, or the inch-by-inch battles in Korea, or any of those battles, God has been with our armed women and men and is going to be with us. And he promises that when he says, as we have it in today's gospel reading in John 16, verse 22, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. That's what he offers to us and promises, and that's going to be the basis for our message this morning, and pray that God can strengthen us by that. You know, this message is a continuation, really, of where we just were a week ago when God was being very realistic with us and reminding us that he is there for us no matter what we face, no matter what difficulty it is, that he is going to give peace to us in place of anything that we go through. And today we want to talk about how God's love is this great motivating force. We know John 3:16, God so loved the world. That's the great motivation that God has. The great motivation that he has to love us so much that he would give us his son and send Jesus to us. It's that love God has for you, knowing you, knowing your needs, knowing your situation, that he would love you enough and send Jesus into the world for you, to give Jesus and send him to bring his word to life, to bring his love to life and help us understand that. And it is that same love that also motivates Jesus to give his life for us. He comes to us and he gives his life for us, all motivated by love. That's what Jesus is talking about there in the gospel reading. He says, you haven't asked for anything before. Now I want you to ask in my name, because the Father is motivated. I'm motivated by love. We want you to ask. We want you to know that we're here for you and that we are going to help you through all that you face. And that's why Jesus demonstrated that for them and for us when he gave his life on the cross. It's what he's promising. It's what he's saying, I am for you and I will show it as I take your place, as I take the punishment that you deserve because of your sins, and I endure that for this, the good that God wants to work in our lives. I love this little thing I saw on Instagram. Maybe you can read it. Maybe if not, I'll read it to you because the words might be a little small. It's God who turns a mess into a message, a test into a testimony, a trial into a triumph, and a victim into victory. He's motivated by his love to do that, to take these difficult times that he knows we're going to face and then to turn them by his love, by his power, into something that is great. This is the overcoming that he's talking about. Jesus, in that realism, tells us, you're going to have trouble in this world, but in me, you're going to have a solution. In this world, you'll have a mess, but in me, that mess is going to become a message. In this world, you're going to have trouble and difficulty, and you'll have the testing that goes on, but in me, you will have a testimony to show how you overcame that time of testing, and God brought you through that. It's what he offers to us by his love and brings us through, and it's God who opens the way. I know there are many times I try to open the way. I try to figure things out. Imagine you do too. How am I going to get through this situation? How am I going to explain this? How can I make this get any better? And whether we Google it or we just put our head down and try to smash into that brick wall, we try to find a way, and over again we fall short. Over and over again we struggle and just kind of wake up dazed and confused going, how am I ever going to get through this? What's the answer? What's the solution that's here? And the answer is God himself. It's the God who loved us enough to make us and who loved us enough to overcome the tribulation and loved us enough to make the way by his own life. He's the one who opens up our hearts to hope. when God sent that vision to Paul, in the, as you heard it in the first reading, and Paul then immediately began this journey traveling until he found the place in Macedonia where he wanted him to be. Now God had the person in place so that he could open up the heart of Lydia, this woman who was seeking after God, but not sure of the way, not sure of the message, not sure of the specifics of salvation through Jesus Christ. And God moved Paul four times to get him to that right spot so it could happen. It's God who opens the way, and he opens our hearts. We read that she, the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said, and she and her entire household were baptized. Their entire eternity was changed because God opened the way. And it may look like you and I are going through situations. We don't see how it's going to open. We don't see how it's going to improve or change. But God can open the way, just like he opened Lydia's heart and opens our hearts. What else is it that he does? He writes our names in his book of life. It's such a beautiful picture in the book of Revelation of what all that God does, that there's no need for light. There's not even a need for the gates to ever be closed because nothing evil is ever going to enter in there. Instead, only the ones whose names are written in the book of life. And that's what he does for you for the sake of his son, Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus, your name is written in that book. Your name, clean, loved, forgiven, eternal, forever, God's chosen treasure. All those other things written there next to your name, every day of your life numbered, every tear that you've ever cried, captured by him and wiped away, because God's the one that opens the way, and God's the one who opens the book, and God is the one who, through his son, Jesus Christ, overcomes. It's that overcoming that he offers to you. And I want us to soak in. You know, when you talk to veterans who have been through the service, and they'll say, we just didn't do anything that much. We just did our jobs. We just looked out for our buddies. It's a humility, this kind of closing in of this almost tunnel vision of thinking of what it takes to get through one of those difficult situations. And Jesus, in the same way, overcomes. He had a tunnel vision about you and about me because he wanted us in heaven with him. And it is that tunnel vision, that focus, you and I are invited to have this weekend as well. We're told to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And when we do that, something really wonderful happens. We hear this phrase that Jesus has overcome. We hear Jesus say, take heart, I've overcome the world for you. We hear that, and we can just stop and recognize that means that God is greater than anything I'm going to face. God's power in my life is greater than the power of anything I'm going to have to endure. God's purpose and his peace in my life is greater than any enemy that's going to swirl around me, try to challenge me or pull me away. We hear him say, take heart, I have overcome the world, and I give that overcoming power to you. He's the overcomer of the world and all of its woes. He's overcome that, and he tells us that he can take those woes away and make his peace our peace, make his love and his comfort and his strength our comfort and strength. This is what he offers to us this weekend, what he offers to us in this moment, what he offers to us in every moment of any struggle that we ever have. He overcomes the world and its woes, and he tells us to take heart, that we can have this comfort that he offers to others, this satisfaction as he takes away our thirst, that no one is ever going to take away the joy that he gives, and no one's ever going to overcome greater than what he's given us before. Jesus not only says that he is greater than any, and he has overcome anything we've ever faced, but that also tells us that his peace is there to strengthen us, to whisper in our ear, I'm greater. You're going to get through this. You're not alone. And I'm going to open up your heart to hold on to that, to understand it and know that I am holding on to you. We pray that that peace can fill us this Ascension Sunday and always. We pray it can fill us this Memorial Day weekend, knowing whatever it is that we have to face, he's going to face that with us. And when you and I focus less on our enemies and more on him, we get to see more of that overcoming power in our lives. Focus on that fact today, friends. He is with you. He He is for you, and he has overcome the world for you. Amen.